It probably cost too much. My mother couldn't afford it. And then Mom was about 11 years old. My father died. I was still small, like the gold prices, you know. I had to sacrifice a whole lot. My mother didn't have it, and she taught me to do without it, and I had an old head on my shoulders.
Yes, ma'am.
I had to do without things. We were independent, though. We owed nobody. We didn't get any free. What we bought, what we had, we paid for, you see, but certain things you couldn't afford.
Now, I was talking about those big roads you came into town on. They were called what? They were called...
They're my highways.
Well, you ever seen it?
Interstate, that's a big highway that connects with the other states. I believe the government put that up.
Yeah.
That goes all the way up into Canada or Alaska.
How do you get off one of those big highways?
I don't know. I've never been on them, so I couldn't tell you how you get off.
You never been on them?
There's always what do you call them? Like these, y'all have those weighing of concerns up there in Atlanta where heavy trucks going to land and a certain amount you got to get weighed in.
Yeah.
When they have off roads like that, you know, where you turn off to get your truck weighed. Well,
yeah.
That's the way they got branches or whatever you call them. You can leave the highway. They got signs up. You know
got off road.
Where you're going, they tell you what road. Now that will go to Hammond, that will go to Baton Rouge. You turn that way, you see.
To get back on, you got to...
Well...
To get on the interstate, you got to...
When you're going out, you get off. And when you're coming back, you get on certain ways. You come in on certain ways.
You got an on road?
They all paved now, but they used to be mud roads and with the devil that had rains, you know.
Really? Was that the way roads were here?
Well, everywhere around the United States. As the years go by, you get modern and everything, but they didn't have cement roads. They had old mud roads and wood roads. I know them mostly mud roads, and you'd get stuck with your automobile and that. Sometimes I had to pay to get pulled out. Sit and wait a couple of hours and skid his bites, I guess. I never went through that, but I mean, that's what it was.
Did you
I
ever
never
see
got on the road much when I was little. It was growing up when I grew up to be a young lady. My mother was dead yet, and I'd go out on dates, you know, we'd go to different things. I love music, though. I spent a lot of time home. That's why I didn't marry young. Wasn't interested in romance. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. With me, I was raised up religious, see? And I didn't play cards, and I didn't dance. Now, dancing's no sin. I could have danced, but I didn't care for it. I was a backward child. I grew up kind of backward, didn't like to meet people, you know? And after Mama died, I grieved about 2 years. I went to live with my aunt. And I bought this Edison, and I really enjoyed my music. Was sitting home, I didn't meet nobody, you see, but I didn't care, that didn't worry me. I say God arranges your life.
Yes, ma'am.
I wasn't against marriage, but I just didn't meet anybody. My mother, a couple of times, some dates, she didn't like the disposition or the looks of them. She'd be critical. Well, they must have sensed it too, they didn't come back, you know. I said nothing to them. I had a nice evening with them. They were all respectful. That's one thing. It was very respectful taking a young lady out. Now they're so, the girls are even nervy, you know. It's not nice today, I'll tell you. They've gotten so low down, sinful and all, it's terrible. It's the mold of the day, though. I think I was born in a good time. I enjoyed it in my way.
Yes, ma'am.
But religion counts a whole lot in a person's life. If you're trained up that way for respect for things, it's different, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
No matter what faith you are,
you
got respect for the church and the head of the church, and you're just raised up like that.